Welcome everybody, where Christ music is harp music. Of course, welcome everyone with myself, Lico and Calvin. How you guys doing, man?
No complaints, man.
Nah, that's good, man. Lico, how you doing, bro?
I'm feeling good today. How are you, man?
I always feel good, guys. I always feel good.
Yeah.
Because what we're going to talk about today, we're gonna do a bit of a switch up, you get what I'm saying? So we're going to do a bit of UFC, we're going to do a bit of boxing. And the boxing, on the 1st of December, Andrew Ruiz is actually fighting Anthony Joshua. That's a rematch.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Did you know that Andrew Ruiz, he actually lost weight?
Yeah, he lost weight.
He lost weight for Anthony.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Now, Anthony, right? Anthony
also lost weight from what I heard.
Are you serious?
So, yeah, I think he lost 2 kilos or something like that. But Ruiz also said he doesn't know if that's good for Joshua to basically lose weight, because he said he didn't want to lose all of it. He just wanted to lose a bit of kilos, which he did lose, like, I think it was 5 or 6 kilos.
Oh, so no.
But yeah, he's... He doesn't want to lose anymore, so he just needs the strength for Anthony Joshua.
I'm telling you right now. So, the previous match I saw with Anthony Joshua and Ruiz, did you see where Joshua was just taking advantage of the guys? Like, this fight, I'm going to win this fight. Just come with the swings, bro. Like, whoa, okay. Then they, and as Anthony wanted to carry on, he says, nah, you have to stop the fight. Then Ruiz won. I'm like, whoa. Did you know that was Anthony Joshua's first loss ever in his career?
I'm sorry, I think the ref felt very sorry for Anthony Joshua.
No!
Literally, Andy Ruiz was beating Anthony Joshua crazy.
I'm telling you right now, man.
Anthony Joshua remembered what happened.
I'm telling you right now, man. And we're going to talk about the UFC. And Kaba was telling me about this other Nigerian guy. I was thinking he was talking about this guy. His name is Kumaru Usman, and basically he's the middleweight champion of UFC. And I think he's fighting George Masvidal, and that's the fight that's coming before Anthony Joshua's fight. Can you believe it?
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? So and this guy, his name is but his surname is Diaz. They know him for a guy for endurance, you understand? Mm-hmm. So they beat him to a point, he may be bleeding, but he'll still be standing. Wow. Literally. They know him for a guy for enduring through everything, man. And obviously we got some guys that are champions here. So we got the Nigerian nightmare, Kumaru Usman. And we got another Nigerian. This is the one that Kaba was talking
about. That's the nightmare.
Israel.
I'm sorry. This boy is too much.
Israel Adesanya.
He makes me feel like I can fight UFC.
Seriously?
Yeah, the way he fights. Like, you must watch his matches. He's good. Like, okay, there's a... There's only a few shots that he hits that doesn't count. He doesn't just throw punches. He makes it count, so he is very good.
No, I'm telling you right now. And John Jones is also his nickname Bones. And this guy that Calvin likes, his nickname is the Lost Style Blender. That's his nickname.
Yeah.
And John Jones is the World Heavyweight Champion of UFC. Stern Moon Fighter. They call him the Korean Zombie. I'm telling you, that guy can fight, man. And if you search for the Korean zombie, and here's the guy that beat McGregor, Khabib. The one that actually beat McGregor. I don't know if you guys remember the fight where he actually fought with the coach.
It was a tap out.
It was a tap out. Then he says, I'm going to show you, literally.
Is it like McGregor's first tap out in his career?
I think so. That was his first ever tap out. But good news, since you mentioned McGregor, did you know that McGregor might come out of so-called retirement in January?
No, that's what happens when you get a high degree. You get beaten so bad that you want to retire.
I'm telling you right now. Now
it's not even a year.
Sure, it's not even a year. When
it was just the hiding. You needed to get over the hiding.
Shame. But I mean, guys, in your guys' opinion, like, if you guys lost for the first time in UFC, how will you guys take it? Because, yo, I wouldn't take it lightly, eh?
Yeah, I wouldn't take it lightly, especially if, like, I'm at McGregor's level.
Level, yes, yes,
because,
yes.
Like, McGregor is rated one of the best UFC fighters.
Mm.
So, him being beaten, and it's a tap out. It's not just any type of win, it's a tap out.
Serious,
and really, like McGregor is the one that then makes players tap out. Mm. Now, he was the one who tapped out, so...
Seriously.
If I would be him, or if I would be in the same level,
retire, eh?
No, sir. Obviously, I weigh, if you guys didn't know, I weigh like 83-84 kgs, and yeah. If I was in the UFC, I'll be qualified as a light heavyweight. You understand? Let's say I'm in the heavyweight category, and I have two titles. And next thing, it's my first loss. Like, you lost for the first time. Honestly, I'll go out of UFC for a year just to recover, because I wouldn't handle that lightly, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, heavyweights, some of them are very fast and some of them are very, very slow.
Mm.
Now, guys like Liko, I don't know if you are lightweight or so, but guys like Liko, man, they beat. They're fast, they beat. I mean, if you look at Mayweather's fights, he's small, but man.
Speaking of Mayweather.
Oh yes.
There was this research that I did.
Yeah.
It just shows the rankings of like historian boxers. So basically Mayweather is number four.
Oh, serious.
So the list goes as Muhammad Ali number one.
Yeah. So Muhammad Ali is still number one.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali is number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike Tyson is number two.
Of course. Ah!
And then number three is Oscar De La Hoya.
Yeah.
And then...
Number four is Mayweather.
Number four, it's Floyd.
Yeah, no, sure, that's good. He's actually in the... He's actually in the rankings.
In like the top four.
Wow.
But it's so funny because when I look at the stats...
Yeah.
Mayweather has zero like losses.
Zero losses ever
zero
since.
Zero losses. He has 15 matches and he won.
I think they look at like how you punch, how you perform. I think Muhammad Ali, he got number one because of perform. Muhammad Ali likes to move a lot. He likes to tell you like so many things that are crap and all that stuff. Yeah. Now, it's just a thing of okay, maybe they rank him because of performance, you understand?
Yeah.
Also, Mike Tyson. I mean, there's a joke they like to say that, okay, why do you call Mike Tyson when he's tied up? And the people say, I don't know. He says, whatever you want, because he won't punch you. I'm like...
So, and then who's this kid?
Yeah.
Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, Manny Pacquiao, yes.
Manny Pacquiao is ninth.
Are you serious?
Ninth in the list.
Speaking about Manny Pacquiao, did you know in the rankings also that he's qualified to be the best boxer of all time? Manny Pacquiao. Yes. You know why? Because he won three or four titles in different divisions.
I think he's a politics leader now, eh?
Yes, yeah. he's a politics leader in Colombia.
You see, that's why I'm a bit confused because
you
just mentioned Manny Pacquiao's stats right now.
Yes.
And then, but at the moment, Ali's number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm a bit confused on how they do the
things.
Ratings.
Yeah, yeah. I get what you're
like on. Like the listeners, if any one of you guys like know how these rating works,
just hit us on the Facebook.
To explain like
how does the ranking work? You understand? Now, Manny Pacquiao, I remember the fight when he was versing Mayweather. And that was like the big one, like in South Africa time. Everyone was waking up at 3 o'clock watching that fight. Everybody was at Manny Pacquiao's back. Sorry. You understand? Now, as far as in my opinion, he's the one that gave the most punches to Mayweather.
Yeah. I believe,
yes,
this is what I believe. I believe that Manny Pacquiao should have won that
match. Yes. Now
should have won that match clean. And you know, yeah, okay, this is my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is how I looked at it.
Yeah.
You see the officials that officialed the match.
Yes.
There were four USA officials.
Sure. Okay.
So, and Mayweather,
yeah,
is an American. So
yeah, no,
I don't know.
And another thing, what's this? He was fighting. I think his hometown is Las Vegas. I don't know if you know that.
Exactly.
His hometown is Las Vegas. Now, the thing of losing at your hometown, that's another thing.
And also. In that arena,
yeah,
he has shares in that arena.
Yeah, so, shares, definitely. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think there was a negotiation
type of thing. That happened
That's something that happened that doesn't make sense, because Manny Pacquiao gave what's his name with a beating.
Clean.
I mean, we saw from the first round to the 12th round.
And it's so funny because Pacquiao was like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm not a sore loser. I will accept the loser that, okay, sure, I lost, but how about a rematch?
Match.
And then Mayweather was like, nah, dude, I'm done. Like,
I'm like, tired. Wait, why are you not coming now?
I'm done. And it's so funny because that was like their only first match. Yeah. So I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
It will be nice if there is another match.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
And then change the arena.
They should.
Like,
they
everything should change to make it balanced. Then we'll see.
Time to think about it, guys. Right? Imagine Manny Pacquiao versus Mayweather in Colombia.
I feel like Mayweather's ego wouldn't go that far.
He wouldn't go that far.
Nah, he will be like nah. You let's do it in my rules.
I mean, me and Calvin Nico.
Yeah.
We were having a discussion. And what's his cousin was telling me, he says, man, who's this Mayweather is going to take this one.
Yeah.
Because McGregor, he's a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Not a boxer.
Yeah.
And I disagreed and say, hey, this guy knows a bit of boxing.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Then that match came up. McGregor was hardly punching. You can ask Calvin.
First round, he just went, man. He doesn't. He thinks it's UFC. He doesn't know the boxing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you could see from the way he started, he was at Mayweather, but Mayweather was blocking the shots. So after the second round, mid-second round, then he was tired.
Mm-hmm.
You could see him slowing down now. Third round,
they were finishing him.
To be honest, for me, I was supporting Conor. I wanted
I also wanted Conor to win. Yeah.
I just wanted to lower
Mayweather's ego.
Mayweather's the guy.
Too much ego.
But hey, let's be honest. They both have the egos on top. You understand?
Yeah.
Let's look at McGregor now, right? The way he walks, the way he talks. Literally, to his opponent, he says, I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
Homie. Even he makes the crowd say, man, stuff you, Mayweather. Things like that.
Yeah.
Yo, he makes the fans hate Mayweather. I'm telling you, the fans hated Mayweather. I'm telling you. But in the arena, when there's a part where McGregor came into the arena, everybody started cheering. Literally, even the Mayweather fans, they started cheering for McGregor. Literally, I'm like, wow. I read the Irish flag. I think it's from Ireland.
Yeah,
is it from Ireland?
Yeah,
it's from Ireland. Like, the whole place was just yellow, green. I'm like, wow. Then when Mayweather came out, everyone...
This is what I would like to see.
Okay.
A repeat of the Conor and Mayweather. But now, in UFC rules.
Calvin, please.
Then we will, now, because the thing is, the first fight was at Mayweather's,
yes. It was, I think it was New York, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
They were fighting there.
So now I feel like the match between them two should be a UFC.
I know. UFC. No, Calvin, what do you think? No.
UFC, that's a fact. If it's a UFC one.
Obviously, because look how small Mayweather is.
He's going to lose. McGregor is freaking good. I've seen him. Even if you watch the way he fought with, like, literally, he was good when he fought with Khabib.
Yeah.
It's just that Khabib, man, when he gets you on the floor.
You're dead.
With you, yeah.
I'm telling
but
you right now.
To go just without having to put one another down, I'm sure. For me, it's my opinion, McGregor would have won.
Definitely,
the way
definitely.
He started, man, like, you could see he had Khabib under control, but Khabib just wanted him on the floor.
Yeah.
If I have him on the floor, I'm done with it.
But you see, guys, with UFC, if you put Conor and Mayweather, my friend.
Now, obviously,
Conor's going to kill Mayweather.
Clean.
It's going. You'll not beat him. Kill him.
Even if they keep boxing, but take the gloves from them.
The UFC.
It's going to be. I'm crazy.
Because if you
watch the way he was punching, like it wasn't. Proper punches, the way he was punching.
It was just new. I'm like, whoa, okay, what are you doing? Like, your side,
if you stay in boxing, like, don't kick, don't do anything, it's just punches.
I'm telling you, I'm like, you know, McGregor, you sometimes you need someone to humble you, understand? So let's get into a bit of the lady side of the UFC now. There's this woman I like in the UFC. Her name is Valentina Shevchenko. Man, she beats guys. Like, she beats someone so bad, like, literally, like, when somebody's getting a foot,
yeah.
the legs are up, the arms are up like this, and the person's busy shaking.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, Valentina Shevchenko did that to so many opponents.
Wow.
I'm telling you. And I don't know if you know this other woman. I think his name is Ronda Rousey.
You see,
Ronda Rousey.
Like, she annihilates people.
Man.
She annihilates people. This is a match that I would like to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Ronda would fight against
Valentina.
Yeah. I would like to see that one. And
Amanda Nunes. Here's the thing that's so unique about her. She has two titles in the UFC division.
Wow.
Two. In different divisions. A lady did that. A man can do that, yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
Sure.
But a lady did that from Brazil. She has two titles. Two.
It just shows that women are as good as men.
Definitely.
But you see what I don't, speaking about women and boxing in UFC and whatnot, this is what I don't like.
Okay.
If boxing is not considered as much as men's boxing.
Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like it's a problem because, like, there are not a lot of sponsors.
Definitely.
And their games are not marketed as much as men.
Yeah, definitely.
So I feel like there should be something that
yeah.
So I should do something about it.
I mean, let's say you are something that I just picked up. I picked it up in the McGregor and Mayweather fight. Did you know that when they enter the arena, they get paid, I think, 20 or 30 million.
Just by entering.
McGregor gets money and Mayweather gets money. And if you win the fight, imagine how much you get.
And yeah, I know. I heard also it doesn't matter. Whoever loses still gets money.
That's how it works. Also in the UFC, even though you lose, you still get money, but you get lesser than the person that won.
Yeah.
Understand? That's how it works. You understand? Wow. Now there's there are some guys that go to the extreme. They say, okay, I want that title.
Yeah.
Now I want that title. In fact, the goal is to get all the UFC titles in different divisions. Imagine you get that goal. You make that goal to say, in the next 5-10 years, I'm gonna have all the titles in the UFC, because that's what people do in boxing. Anthony Joshua, he has, I think, 5 titles. He just needed that one specific title for him to be titled the undisputed world heavyweight champion. undisputed.
So do you think that if he did that, yeah. Do you think that he will be rated number one?
If he did. Woo!
If he had gotten the belt.
Yeah. All yeah. of
if
it.
If he had gotten the belt, yeah.
Yeah,
you think that he will be rated like number one?
He'll be rated number one. But. Did you know Tyson Fury is still the champion, current champion? Now, when Anthony has those titles, he needs to beat Tyson Fury for him to be clarified as the world heavyweight champion of the world.
Oh, by the way, Tyson Fury is going to WWE, so he's going to wrestle.
Yeah, he's going. Yes, he's going to wrestle now. I'm like,
shocked. I was like, what?
These guys, like, yeah. almost all of them.
Yeah.
They do UFC and then they go to WWE.
Even
Brock Lesnar did that.
Yeah. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Very, very well. I've seen the results. Like, that guy can go anywhere and dominate. That's what I like about Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
He can go anywhere and dominate.
There's this guy, he fought, I forgot what's his name.
Is it Cain Velasquez?
He lost against the guy.
Cain! What happened was, let me explain to you what happened.
What's his name again, sorry?
Cain Velasquez.
Cain Velasquez.
Guy is actually, who's this wrestler? Rey Mysterio's cousin.
Wow.
He's actually Rey Mysterio's cousin. So, basically what happened was that when they fought against Brock Lesnar, Brock Lesnar was so tired. He's so tired that...
I think the guy was also smart, the way he was fighting Brock Lesnar and stuff.
Literally, that he was smart. And I think by the second round, he knocked Brock Lesnar out. He was bleeding all over,
yeah. Oh, my word.
He beat Brock Lesnar.
I've never seen someone beat Brock Lesnar. So, I'm sorry, I felt bad for Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Because I've heard that Brock Lesnar isn't as good as he is in the like WWE.
I mean,
like if you would look at his stats in the WWE
and UFC,
and UFC, you will see that WWE
he dominates.
But then again, people will be like, but WWE, like, people act.
It's just an act. There's too much drama in there.
not as brutal as you.
And what's this? Ronda Rousey went to WWE, and I was searching through her page, and she actually said that WWE is actually scripted.
Yeah.
It's scripted. Yeah. I'm like, oh, so this is true.
Yeah, because
it's scripted.
Because there was this show that I used to watch. It was WWE. Behind the scenes.
Oh yes.
So basically, what they do is like the television people would come to you and be like, okay, here's a script. Like, this is what you're going to say today, and this is what you're going to do.
What? No ways.
So my childhood.
And I used to love wrestling.
Hey, guys.
Like, I was like, my childhood memory.
I'm like, what the hell? Like, what's going on here? Like, it actually shows that it's scripted. Everything that happens is scripted.
So do you think that all these WWE wrestlers, do you think they are as good as they are if they were?
Nah, honestly, like, Brock Lesnar can dominate in WWE, but he knows when he goes to UFC, there's champions that are better than him.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
That's when you started meeting the real people. Bobby
Lashley.
Even Bobby, he had to like adjust to the UFC and says, nah, man, this is real. Literally, he won two titles in the UFC.
Yeah.
He had two titles at the same time, literally.
Because
Bobby Lashley is in UFC.
He went to UFC and won two titles. Yeah. Wow, bro.
And even CM Punk, they say that he's not as good as he was when he was in WWE.
WWE, definitely.
Because, like, in UFC, oh my God, his rating is poor. It's poor. Because when I watched CM Punk, I was like, okay,
that's the CM Punk.
Because I had that mentality, that WWE mentality of like, damn, CM Punk, like, used to okay.
Okay, let's see what's going to do here.
And then he got annihilated. Then I was like, What is happening?
Like, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. I'm telling you. Now you see UFC. Now you see UFC and WWE is different.
Yep.
Clean.
It's clean. I mean, UFC, it's brutal. I don't know if you guys know, but that sport is brutal.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys know EFC Africa as well. It's the South African UFC. EFC Africa. You should go check it out, Liko. There's also there's also some fights there. There's also some South African fighters there. But obviously, what I want to do is that next week I want to. Obviously, we went into UFC, but yeah. We want to bring it home. Let's talk up more about the local guys. Let's talk about, should these guys be rated in the UFC to go to the UFC?
Yeah.
Because as you said, like, these guys, they're not well prepared to go to the UFC, because you know there's guys from Russia.
Yeah.
There's guys from what's this, Korea. There's guys from different countries, even the US.
Do you think that it's fair for like South African sport?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at boxing.
Okay.
Do you think it's fair that our South African boxing should be compared to American boxing? Or like UFC?
I really feel they're trying to copy USA.
Yeah.
I really think, but they're just trying to.
Yeah, for me, the US got the best boxers.
Yeah.
Sure, should we copy them and try to make everything like theirs?
Ah, no. We need a bit of South Africa.
Because the thing about South Africa is the problem that we have in South Africa is that in almost every department or every entertainment department, we always want to copy American style. If you go to music, it's the same thing. If you go to sports, it's the same thing. So is it fair that South African people should be like comparing what we have in South Africa to America?
Sure. Yeah, that is a very good question.
Because now the thing is, we're killing our style, we're killing our own DNA if we do that.
Yes, yeah, definitely, definitely. Because I think it's a matter of we biting from them.
Yeah.
Understand? We, instead of creating our own style, and so the world can look at us and say, look what South Africa is doing.
Sure.
Now instead we busy copying them and says, hey, they're Africa.
Exactly.
Understand? So it's just a thing of stick to your craft, man.
Sure.
Stick to your craft.
Like, there's nothing wrong with being motivated
by those people, what they do.
But, like, now we...
Your problem. I mean, stick to your craft. That's all I can say to the local people. I mean, if you guys are listening to all over the world, if you guys are doing well, keep on doing it. But I'm just saying to all of y'all, stick to your craft.
Exactly.
And because you can't copy another person and next thing it doesn't succeed. The reason why people don't succeed in life is because they're trying to copy the other person.
Exactly.
Understand? And they don't stick to their craft. You understand?
Because you should be motivated by what one does.
How they talk. Because there's a reason why you're born Nico. There's a reason why you're born Calvin.
Exactly.
You're not Cristiano. You're not Cristiano Ronaldo. You're not Messi. You're not these UFC people that are champions.
Exactly.
Yes. One day you'll become a champion, but don't be too quick to become a champion.
This is what I think. That the reason why South African athletes why they copy Americans is because, one, they are much advanced than us.
Oh yes, definitely.
And two, they are paid like a lot compared to us.
Oh yes, yeah, they are.
So
they
I think
get
that's
paid
why
a lot.
Like most of the time when our South African athletes, when they end like that division, what they do is their main target is like, I want to go to America.
Yeah.
I want to go to
America. Yes, yeah.
Like,
definitely.
Yeah, I'm in South Africa, but the main goal is to go abroad.
Go to America, yes. Not to actually grow in South Africa.
In South Africa.
I understand. And if you get recognized, cool. You get recognized.
Yeah.
You say, hey, man, we're going to sponsor you. Come fight for us in UFC.
Yeah.
No problem.
When a South African athlete is recognized, they're like, you know what, if I want to be recognized as one of the best, I should be elsewhere. I should be in America. I should be in England. Then I'll be recognized as the best.
Yeah.
But like if he or she stays local, they feel like I'm not as good as I should be.
Yeah. No, that's cool, guys. But
it's
just that type of thing, man. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the show. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Instagram and on Facebook. On Active FM. Of course. Yeah, he hasn't forgotten. We were just checking, man. But anyway, guys, it's been good. It's been real. But as from next week, we gotta bring it home a little bit, right, guys? We gotta bring it home. And so we gotta talk about the EFC next week. So stay tuned for what we're about to talk about. And we forgot to do something, Nico. Yeah. We forgot to embarrass ourselves on social media.
Yeah, it's not that we refused.
Yeah.
It's not that we refused.
It's just like these guys embarrassing themselves.
All right, but it's gonna be all over social media. So yeah, we were wrong. It was a walk in the park, but yeah, we were wrong.
For the Springboks,
I must say. But so anyway, guys, we're going to see you guys next week. Same time, same place. From South Nico and Calvin, say peace out. And God bless. Christ music is hot music.
Jesus will stay. The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more. As above, so below.